You're tuned into Gospel for Grampian, and we've come all the way up here to Westray, where we've been recording live issue. Two nights they've been here, and two nights they're just sitting, reflecting, and probably feeling a little bit tired. No, they don't look a bit tired, actually. And it's great to have you here, gents. But could we start by getting your names?
Sure. My name's Roy Drenning, and I play rhythm guitar and sing with live issue.
My name is Carl Sands. I play lead guitar and harmonica and do backing vocals.
My name's Sam Armstrong and I play drums and bass vocals.
We'll come right round to you.
And the furthest away.
I'm here now. My name's Ivan McLernan. I play pedal steel guitar and dobro and backing vocals.
How did you guys get together, first of all?
Probably Sam and I, along with another guy, Colin, started to play music together maybe, 33 years ago. Then that group all fragmented. We all went our different ways and followed different professions in life. It was just about 12 years ago that we got back together again at my 40th birthday. And Sam and Colin and I were there. And over the period of time since that, we've accumulated a lead player in Carl and the steel player in Ivan. And we're now the unit, live issue.
Excellent. And Ivan's the sensible one, are you?
Oh, no. I'm the quiet, shy, reserved one.
Yes. I see. All right. Well, we won't say anymore. And of course, we haven't got Colin today because he's not really well enough. But he's the teacher guy in the whole group. Okay, arranges everything.
Yes, yeah. He's the boss.
Yeah. Now, with regard to your music, how did you start building up your repertoire?
The repertoire. Well, I think we like music from all sections of music, but I think primarily our love is for country music, and I mean real country music, particularly American country music, and that's why we have that flavour, you know, with the pedal steel guitar and the guitar and the rhythm guitar and the drum beat and the country songs, because we love country music because country music, a song always tells a story. Mm-hmm. And just like the Bible, there are stories that can be told in song, and we find that they're very powerful messages, and people block out different things. They can even block out sermons, but it's very hard to block out music. Mm-hmm. And people go away from our concerts with the music ringing in their ears, hopefully the words coming back to them, and through that we trust that the Lord blesses them, and if they don't know him as Saviour, that they will come to know Christ as Saviour.
How has your Irish roots affected what you do? I mean, I know that Irish have lots of folk music, but how else has your Irishness ancestry affected your music and your faith?
Personally, my Irish roots don't have a big effect on my music because we don't do what we call Irish country. Mm-hmm. We predominantly do American country, and they're slightly different. People don't realise that, but that is a fact, and we prefer the American country. So although we come from Ireland and we appreciate the culture of Irish music, we love it, but that's not just what we do. We are more into the American country scene.
I think the Irish heritage has a rich heritage in Christian tradition, and especially I'm a Methodist, Sam's Anglican. We're all from different denominations, but our church history goes back Reformation time, and our parents formed us and made us into the people we are. And I think we're all thankful for the godliness of the parents that we did have, because I think they moulded us into what we are spiritually. Of course, the Holy Spirit has honed us a lot too, but the foundations that our parents gave us really means a lot to us too.
Ivan, can I ask you about your pedal steel guitar? It seems an amazing instrument. How long have you been playing that?
Oh, well, a long time. The interest in music would have developed in the early teens, but because of the cost of buying a half-decent instrument, I was 21. It was my 21st birthday, many moons ago. And that was when I was first able to get my hands on a pedal steel guitar. But the influence was, it's what sort of like what Roy was saying about parental influences. The radio would have been on a lot in our house, and my mother and father would have listened to country music. And, I think the interest filtered through to me, and I started hearing this instrument, this strange instrument, and I tried all sorts of things with guitars and stuff to try and get that sound, but was never able to do it. And I thought, well, I got to get my hands on one of these someday, you know. So my parents, because of the expense of them, they would have helped me out a bit, and that's where I started. You know.
Okay, did you find it easy or difficult to actually pick up how this instrument worked?
No, because I just applied the guitar to it. If you know a few scales and chords on the guitar, you can apply that to the pedal steel guitar, you know. That's the way it works. It would be a bit daunting, I suppose, if it was your first instrument. It looks complicated, but it's not really. Once you unravel the mystery of what's going on.
Okay, thank you. Whereabouts do you see live issue going in the future with regard to how the group is going to build, or places it's going to go to, or songs that you're going to perhaps add to your repertoire, and also by way of depth of faith too?
As you know, we're from Ireland and we've come over here for the weekend, and normally what we would be doing is playing at home in Northern Ireland around the various churches, but we have played abroad, and particularly in England, Scotland and Wales. We've had the pleasure of playing in Nashville on numerous occasions. We've toured America two or three times. We've also been to Tenerife playing. But what we're finding is there's a great love for the music, especially here on the mainland, England, Scotland and Wales, and the Orkney Islands, obviously. And I think we see our vision as stretching out and going to these sort of places and taking weekend events and playing there, and encouraging small churches and small fellowships who are really out on their own and don't have that much fellowship around them. We like to come in and do a weekend for them. That'll be a Saturday night concert, Sunday morning church, and on an occasion like this, a Sunday night. We're limited to only doing weekends in these places because we all have our own individual day jobs. And I suppose the primary aim of the band is to see souls won for the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think we also have an encouraging ministry.
Yeah.
Anyone who has been at our concerts say, the first thing they say is, you boys enjoy what we are doing. And we really do enjoy what we're doing. There's nothing thrills us as much as playing together and having a laugh with the audience or congregation, whatever you like to call them, and at the same time, getting the message of Christ across them. And I think whilst we want to see souls won for Christ, a big part of our ministry is an encouraging ministry.
Excellent. Finally, what would you say to the people listening who may be swaying a bit this way and that, to encourage them to perhaps even once and for all say yes to Christ?
Everybody comes to Christ their own way. I came through the death of my brother. Roy was brought up in a fine Christian home. We all had different stories to tell. But what we all agree with and what we all know, God, we serve an amazing God. And God opens doors that we never thought could have been opened. We would never call ourselves musicians, but the doors that the Lord has opened for us, and the people whose paths we have crossed, people who have influenced us, and people who we hope we have influenced, has been amazing. And that's just sums up what our God is. We serve a truly amazing God, and we don't know what the future holds for any of us, but we know who holds the future, and that's the important thing to us. And I'd say to anyone who's out there and who hears the gospel and it speaks to them, reach out. God is only a prayer away. Mm-hmm. And if you want life, and want life abundantly, come to the Savior and let him direct your paths.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And I believe people can catch up with you on Facebook, and people can also catch up with you through your website. What's that, and how can people get in touch should they want to have you come and perhaps come to their church?
Well, the website's www.liveissuemusic.com. That's liveissuemusic.com. Or indeed, if you Google Live Issue, you'll find us wherever. So it's very easy to watch us, and we appreciate anyone who comes on, who on the guest book, who will pass comments or go onto Facebook, because while we like to encourage others, we appreciate the encouragement that we get from folks who come on to Facebook and so forth. And we really do appreciate the audiences who come out, because a conscience is no good without an audience.
That's right.
And what we do is no good unless the Holy Spirit is with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So anybody who's listening, what we have is not a religion. What we have is the living Lord Jesus Christ in us and living through us.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to compare. He came to give us life and give it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. And that's the life that we have. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Live Issue, can I thank you very much? Thanks for your time. Now to a well-earned cup of tea.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.